you can be engaged in a conversation with your students or teaching a lesson in your classroom and have some students interrupt you or be viewed as interrupting you. And this happens because there are cultural differences in how people communicate. The concept of the oral tradition comes to mind right now, and under oral tradition is this notion of call and response. So when you're working with some groups, and African Americans come to mind right now, while you're talking, while you're reading a book, while you're doing a lecture, while you're having a conversation, you will hear children talk while you're talking. So they might say things like, I understand, okay, uh-huh, I get it, that's funny, you know, say when you're reading a book. If your cultural software says that only one person talks at one time, then you might find this offensive. You might find it irritating and annoying. But when a child does that, especially if that's their cultural software, it's not meant to be offensive and it's not meant to be rude. That's how the child communicates, not just in school, but at home, perhaps in their place of worship and in other types of settings. So don't look at it as something that's negative. Look at it as a different way of communicating. And in a lot of ways, I think we should look at it as a compliment, as an indication that the child is listening and paying attention, that the child understands, that the child is with you. It's called immediacy. So when you have students in your classroom who interrupt you when you are talking or who do call and response, it would not be a good thing to say something like, don't interrupt me when I'm speaking. Instead, teach the child that there's a time and a place for call and response when it's appropriate. And in a classroom situation, especially when you are instructing, call and response may not be appropriate. So you could say something like, well, right now, let's listen, and then I'll listen to you a little bit later, or I'll ask you, the students, for some feedback in a little bit. And that'll help teach that child that call and response may not always be acceptable in certain situations, and to be able to code switch, to turn it off and to turn it on. So instead of taking something away from that child because call and response is what's prevalent perhaps in the home and in the community, in the places of worship, you don't take it away, but you add to that child's skills so that they can be in a win-win situation, not only in a school setting, but in the larger society as well.